Unless you've been living under a rock or are criminally apathetic, you're aware that there is a presidential election in the next couple of weeks. I read somewhere that 11,500 people turn 18 every day in the United States. That's a big voting block. I was curious what these brand new voters felt about suddenly being thought of as adults, suddenly being thought of as participants in the democratic process. I asked Ann Christensen, a teacher at Rufus King High School in Milwaukee, if she could arrange for me to speak to some of her students, and the Rufus King students came out in droves. There were 8 students there that wanted to talk to me, very excited about talking about voting for the first time. Hi, can you tell me your name?
Chrissy.
What's your last name?
Broughton.
You're 18, I take it, or you wouldn't be here.
I am.
So that means you're old enough to join the Army, and you're also old enough to vote, right? Are you planning on voting?
I am.
Did you register?
I did.
When did you register?
Sunday.
So you just registered Sunday. You just got in under the wire then.
Oh, yeah. I just made it. I was registered on Sunday. I believe the deadline was yesterday, so I think I just made it.
So would you say that you're excited about voting, lukewarm about voting, could care less, very excited?
I'm definitely excited about voting.
It's the first time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think this is a pretty, everybody says about every election, you'll find as you start paying attention, that this is the most important election of our lifetime. But I happen to believe that it actually is. And for you, particularly because you're 18, the next 4 years are going to be critical in your whole life. So do you think it's pretty important?
I think it's very important, especially because I turned 18 the year that it's a presidential election. So I'm very excited about being part of that decision.
Yeah. Yeah. You believe your voice will be heard? I mean, your vote will make a difference?
Definitely. I mean, if no one took the time to step out and go vote, then a voice wouldn't be there. So every vote is important.
That's right. That's great. Now, have you listened to the candidate? Did you listen to the debates? Did you read papers? Where do you think your influences about who to vote for are coming from?
Mainly television, internet, I'll say.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, you've paid attention?
I have.
Yeah? Good. Have you made up your mind?
I have.
Good. Don't tell me.
I won't.
Okay. Chrissy, thanks a lot. Hi. Can you tell me your name?
Kia Zhang.
Kia Zhang. You're 18,
yes.
So you can vote.
I can, yeah.
Are you? And you're planning to vote?
Yes, I am.
How will you go to the polls? With your mom, your dad, or by yourself?
Maybe with my parents, or I might just go by myself, too.
Do you know where the polls are?
Yes, I do.
And you registered already?
I haven't yet.
Do you think you better? Are you going to register before you go to the polls or wait till the last minute?
Probably register before, because I hate doing things at the last minute. Things always kind of get messed up, so usually I like to do things before.
Good, good. Now, at home, when you sit around the table and have dinner, if you do you talk about the election?
Sometimes we do, but sometimes it's like, you know, it's kind of your personal, like, your opinion on it, so your family can't really, like, make you, like, pick what you want, so.
Wait, now say that again. So your family can't, or you don't want your family to influence you?
Yeah, because I feel like it should be my choice and not anybody else's choice to influence my decision, so.
Good, good for you. So how are you making that choice? What kind of information, how are you seeking out information to make that choice?
Usually, watching TV, seeing how, like, the debates go and, like, which one can provide more evidence to prove themselves, like, who's stronger and who would be, like, a better leader to me, so.
Good. Do you feel, intimidated is the wrong word, but, like, inundated by negative ads?
Sometimes I do. I feel like sometimes it could be false and, like, some people might believe in it, and so it's just kind of half and half with it a little.
Yeah, it's hard to make up your mind. Now, in Wisconsin, there's a couple of other, besides the president, that's the big one, but there's other ones like a senatorial, and are you planning to vote in all of them?
I hope I can. Like, I'm still thinking about it because it's very hard to see which side I would like to pick or who to vote for, so.
Right. Yeah, that sort of presidential election sort of is overwhelming with information, but the other ones, sometimes it's hard to separate them out. Well, good. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Hi, can you tell me your name?
Tatiana Pierre.
And you're 18, I suspect?
Yes.
So that means you get to vote. in the presidential election, which is coming up in just a week or two, right?
Right.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Like, are you very excited? Do you think of it as a do you think of it as a privilege or a right or a obligation?
Privilege, right, both of those.
Both of those. Okay, so both of those. See, so when did you turn 18?
About 2 weeks ago, October 5th.
So you just got in under the wire.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like a birthday present.
Right.
Do they talk about it in school, about voting? Do they urge you to vote, or do they talk about the democratic process in any of your social studies classes or history classes or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, we talk about it a little bit in one of our classes, like if the class feels like it's necessary to bring it up, but we don't too much talk about it.
Okay. Do you sit around the dinner table with your family and talk about it?
Yeah, we watch the debate and things like that together, so I know what's going on.
So you do, you've paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a good idea of what you're going, who you're going to vote for and how you're going to vote. How do you think you're going to, are you going to go to the poll by yourself or with your family?
With my mom.
With your mom? So where do you think the most influence is coming from in terms of making you make up your mind about who to vote for?
Television, talking with my mom, talking with other adults and things like that.
How about other students?
I don't really talk to other students about it.
Okay, okay, that's good. Hey, Tatiana, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, can you tell me your name?
My name is Mary Burkhalter.
Good, and Mary, you're 18, so you can vote and join the Army. Are you planning to vote?
Well, actually, I'll be 18 on Halloween, but yes, I do plan on voting.
So you're really in under the wire. Good. So you can, you'll be 18, you can go register. You're going to register on the day that you vote?
Probably, because I'm a last-minute person, so I'll probably register on the day I vote.
Yeah. Are you the queen of procrastination?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what day you vote?
November 6th.
Is that a, what day of the week is that?
I don't know the day.
It's Tuesday. Election day is always on Tuesday. Do you know what percentage of people in America vote?
I'm thinking 50% or maybe a little bit over, maybe 60%.
Yeah, I think it was 63% in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected, but that was more people voted than ever before. Do you think it's important for people your age to vote and to participate?
Of course, because we're the next generation, so we should know who's in power over us. Because, and especially when it comes to debate and they're talking about education and stuff, it really affects us. So we should, yeah, it's very important that we vote.
That's right. Good. Thank you very much. Hi, can you tell me your name?
My name is Marty Sullivan.
Good. And Marty, you're 18, so you're old enough to vote. And do you think you're
going
to vote?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
So are you excited to vote?
Yes, I'm very excited to vote.
Okay. Good. Now, who will you go to the polls with?
I'll probably go with my parents.
Any? Will you go with friends? Do you live in the same neighborhood with some of your classmates? Will you think you'll go with them?
I don't think I would go with my classmates.
You know, I realized this the other day, that most of the people who run the polls are like in their 70s or 80s. And it's going to be, I think it might be strange for an 18-year-old to walk into the polling place. It's good you're going with, you said you'd go with your parents. Do you feel intimidated by taking part in this, what's always considered a relatively adult activity?
I don't think so. My neighbor actually registered me to vote, and he's going to be working the polls as well, so it'll be a familiar face to see. And I don't know, I guess I'm just so excited that I didn't even think about that at all.
Good. Now, why do you think you're excited? Do you think this is an important election for...
Yeah, it's a really important election. It's deciding whether, I don't know, what we want our role in of government to be, and what kind of social issues you stand for. Both of my parents are teachers, so it's pretty high stakes, I would say.
Yeah, that's good. That's well said. Well, congratulations on being 18, and thanks for voting.
Thank you.
Hi. Can you tell me your name?
Amber Hayashi.
Good. And you are a senior or a junior?
I am a senior.
Are you, that means you're probably 18 or going to be 18?
I am 18 right now.
So you can vote. And do you plan to vote?
Yeah, I do plan to vote.
You don't seem all that excited about it.
It's just, I don't know, for me, like, the whole thing with voting is just, like, it's overwhelming. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to understand. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is, and especially because this is a presidential election, only happens every 4 years, and they've been with the Republican, what do they call those, the primaries. We've been listening to people talk about what they do when they become president for almost 2 years, and it can get to be a little tedious because do they all start to sound the same?
Yeah, I think so, because it's like, you know, that one's bashing the other and then the other's bashing the other. So it's like, you know, they both want to talk about the same thing. Like, they want to try to cover, you know, the same issues and try to, you know, put their views and what they plan to do. But then at the same time, it's kind of like it does get repetitive.
Yeah, and especially with all the negativity, because they're all saying, well, he's worse than I am. And it's sometimes hard to figure out what exactly each individual person really stands for. You have to do a little research. Have you watched TV, talked to your parents, talked to your schoolmates about it?
Yeah, I have been watching, like, some of the debates and stuff. So, like, I'm kind of, like, understanding, like, what each person wants to, you know, eventually, you know, try to do as being president. So,
right. So do you have an idea who you're going to vote for? Or are you still thinking?
Still thinking about it.
Good. That's good. And you don't tell anybody.
No.
It's a personal thing.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Thank you very much. Hi. Would you tell me your name?
Pakal Vang.
Are you going to vote?
Yes.
This is a presidential election, and it's a senatorial election here in Wisconsin. Are you excited to vote?
I can say I'm half both, because sometimes they say a lot of things and they use big vocabularies, and we just sometimes I'll have to research, and there's high school to worry about and college applications at the moment, so it's very overwhelming.
You've got a lot on your plate. There's a lot to do. And then this is a whole different, and they make it with all the television ads they do and everything that the way they've been talking about it for so long, it becomes an occupation. And also, do you think it's important that you vote, that young people vote?
I believe it's very important because we are the future, and because time passed by and technology is getting very advanced, and young people nowadays, they search up the internet, social networks, and those kind of things influence their choices. And back in the days, they would listen and very focus a lot on what the candidates have to say. But because of the technology and media, it influences us. So I think it's very important that we vote and we know who we're going to vote for, because that sets our future for us.
Right, yeah, the next 4 years, which is how long the man will be president, are probably the most critical in your lifetime, because you'll be going to college, you'll be accruing some debt possibly when you go to college. You mentioned an interesting thing, the idea of research and the idea of, in this day and age when there's so much media telling you how to think and spinning it and dissecting it, how do you finally make up your mind about who to vote for?
I think you really have to think about it, and just not think about it, but you have to view the candidate and see if he is strong enough. And that's not just what he says, but just the way he looks as well. And his tone of voice has to be sturdy. And you have, like, there's some people who, when they talk, they're not really confident about what they're talking about. So that kind of makes you think, oh, do they know what they're talking about? Or it's just...
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. Presentation, yeah. It becomes a big part of it. It's not just a question of whether the guy is smart enough or would make the right decision, but he's got to present himself the way an actor almost presents himself.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for talking to me. Hi, what's your name?
Sean Salters.
Sean, you're 18, I suspect.
I'm 17. I'm turning 18 in, like, November 3rd.
Wow. Talk about under the wire. That's the closest I've heard. So are you going to vote? Because, you know, there's an election. Did you know there was an election November 6th?
Yes.
And are you going to, since you're going to be 18 on November 3rd, you'll be eligible to vote in that election. Are you planning to vote?
Yes.
Are you excited about voting?
Yeah, kind of.
Why kind of?
Well, the thing is, the fact that at first I'm excited because the fact that I'll be able to do my first election, and it's kind of exciting seeing that you kind of have a voice in who's going to be like the next great leader. But then kind of because the fact that I can also, my election could also be like, I could also lose the election, I guess. Like, the person I want isn't going to win. That I guess that would be like the kind of part.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, what happens if you vote, if the person you vote for doesn't win?
I'm not sure. I guess we have to live with the decision that the rest of America made, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that's what the democracy means. We go by the majority. There's a couple of other elections at the same time, a senatorial election here and probably some congressional elections. Are you going to vote in all of those?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Have you done some research to try to figure out who you're going to decide to vote for?
Yeah, I've done some research.
What sources did you use for your research? Is that what you say in high school? What sources? What sources did you use?
Mainly, I try to go. I try to go like by ear. I ask family members, mainly ones who are very connected to like the elections or whatever, and see like what their choices are and see how they want to vote. And then I try to go things by like my peers. Then I go by internet and see like what does each politician or what does each person want to do when they're in office, I guess.
Right. Good. So you've paid attention to the debates and done some research on the internet and watched TV and stuff like that?
Yes.
Is anybody in your family working for a particular candidate to try, or working just to help people get out and vote?
Mainly they're working for a particular candidate, really.
Okay. So they are working. Because I also know that, I mean, one of the voting blocks that has trouble getting to the polls are older people and poor people. Sometimes they can't get out to the polls. And also in some states, you know, they've been done these rules which can be a little bit intimidating to some people, and some people aren't able to get out and get to them. Do you know anybody like that that it feels like maybe they're not going to be allowed to vote?
Well, yeah, there are people like that, I feel. And the thing is, it was the fact that it didn't really come to an issue until the whole photo ID thing came up. Because like the years before, it was more of a choice. And now there are like these certain requirements people have to fill out. And now that it's come down to that, it's more of a last minute type thing.
Right. Good. Thanks a lot.